Scott, you're very welcome to the show. Always lovely to have you in studio.
It's good to be here. Thanks very much.
Now, Halloween is coming up. Very busy time for you. So, I heard a rumour, and I hope the rumour is true, that you're showing Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, we're showing Hocus Pocus for the kiddies' Halloween party on Sunday.
I don't like Halloween movies. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm an absolute wimp when it comes.
Cat.
I really am. I hate Halloween movies. But I love Hocus Pocus.
So a lot of adults do. I've had a lot of people saying, are you going to show it for the adults as well? So maybe something we'll look at, but I didn't realise it was that popular. The Ned O'Connell crew have been in again and decorated for Halloween, and it just looks amazing.
They do a brilliant job, don't they?
Yeah. It's spectacular.
So so it's all decked out though for Halloween. So the kids can come in. Mm-hmm. Is there a special price coming in or what is?
Yeah. So for the Halloween party on Sunday, the doors open at 12 o'clock. The movie starts at 1. There'll be lots of surprises for best dressed, funniest dressed, scariest dressed, and all seats, regardless of age, adult, child, are €5.
Now, of course, some kids are getting their midterm tomorrow. Some are getting, some
that's,
actually
that's
getting
to
today.
The, that's to do with the polling stations, isn't it?
Yes, actually, the Gael School, my own kids are in the Gael School, and they're off tomorrow because of the polling station. Yeah. And then the Bun School and South Abbey, as far as I know, are finished tomorrow.
Yeah. We're open from 12 tomorrow.
Yeah. So, of course, lots of kids are going to be at loose ends next week, and you're accommodating that as well.
Yeah, we're doing a midterm Halloween madness things. We're in the vouchers. Lots of vouchers have been dropped around town. I won't say where, but prominent locations, hotels, etc. And if they pick up the vouchers, they can bring it into us. And all seats for the early showings, which is the 1:30 or the 1 o'clock showing, is €4.
Brilliant.
And again, that's regardless of age, adult or child.
Now, I see that you had vouchers up on social media as well. If people have downloaded that on their phones, will that suffice?
I'm sure we can be flexible.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're good down there in the Regal, in fairness to you. You're nice folks down there. One of the, I suppose, the new Halloween movies out this year is The Return of Halloween.
Yeah, it's doing very well so far. A lot of people are, good feedback anyway. People that are leaving it have said it does what it says on the tin. And they've enjoyed it, so, and there've been quite a few jumps, so yeah.
So remind anyone, because me being one who hasn't seen the original Halloween, what is the storyline for it?
Oh, geez, you're going back a long time there now.
Scott, I'm not joking when I say
I can't remember the last time
wimp.
I saw Halloween, but it was a long time ago.
He's kind of a
supernatural kind of character. You can't kill him, can you? He's mentally insane, and he comes back to haunt the neighbourhood.
And didn't he kill people on Halloween night or something? Isn't that the reason it's called Halloween?
I think so. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm testing my memory now.
I had a look at the trailer for the new Halloween one this morning, and I was even watching that behind hands or in front of eyes. I'm no good. I am honestly no good.
By all accounts, Jamie Lee Curtis has done a stellar job again.
Yeah,
so
she's brilliant anyway.
Yeah,
she's generally very good in any of the stuff that
the original Scream Queen.
Now, I mentioned I went to see Smallfoot last week. Well impressed.
Yeah, it's doing
well
very
impressed.
Well as well.
Yeah. Is that running again for next week?
Yeah, that'll be part of the movie Madness. So Smallfoot and I think Goosebumps will be sort of more or less the two that we'll be doing for the discounted.
Yeah, and Goosebumps, of course, will probably be geared more towards the slightly older. Yeah. You won't be bringing the smallie.
Well, not the smallie smallies.
Not the smallie smallies, no.
I'd say 6, 7, 8, you should be okay.
What else is playing
in
terms of...
We also have the adult Halloween party. Mm. So on Halloween night, we do have a new release, Simon Pegg's new movie, The Slaughterhouse Rules, the Shaun of the Dead team. So that'd be a great movie to see.
All the Shaun of the Dead series are all really good, in fairness, yeah.
So that'll finish relatively early, and then we're doing a late night screening of The Crow. Brandon Lee, so
of course another
classic,
absolute Halloween classic.
Very, very excited about that. So we're doing a slightly different sort of format for that. So we're going to have the doors open from 9 till 10, where the drinks reception. The tickets are slightly more expensive; they're €15, but that includes a lovely spooky cocktail on arrival included. Now, I just want to stress that the fancy dress is optional. People have been saying to me they don't want to get dressed up, etc. That's fine. If they don't, you know, we'd love them to do it. We're all going to be dressed up. We're going to be in the spirit of the thing. So hopefully most people will, but if they don't, that's grand.
Yeah, but even if you don't, you can come along and enjoy the ambience of it anyway. Yeah. If everybody else,
I mean,
is
to see to see the scroll on the big screen again and just be, you know, it would be phenomenal.
Yeah, you had massive success with your last ladies' night. So much so, you are bringing it back, Scott.
So much so, I've been getting harassed on a daily basis in every shop and every street corner.
You made this announcement on your social media last week, but for the benefit of our listeners who might not have seen it, what is the first movie kicking off?
So November 20th, we have Pretty Woman.
Never heard of it.
No.
I'm only Pretty Woman, of course, is going to fill the screens.
Well,
again,
we've already sold close to 50 tickets, which is, you know, just under a third of the capacity.
Which, again, makes it even more advisable to book early when these things get out.
The mezzanine seats, as always, are the hottest tickets with the wine included. Yeah. So I can guarantee you it will be an absolute stellar evening.
Do you have more movies lined up? Because I know you have four the last
time,
wasn't
it? Well, there's a second Ladies' Night a week later.
Okay.
So on the 27th, we squeezed another one in at the end of November there for with Magic Mike 2, which I'm told, I have no idea what it's about. I've never seen it, but I hear it's very good for the ladies.
How do I describe it? It's a very intellectual film, Scott. Oscar nominated.
It's just a bit of fun before the Christmas stress kicks in, you know.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say, because Christmas is literally just around the corner.
Around the corner.
I know we don't like mentioning it, but I mean, next week is the start of November, so then we can officially start talking about it without getting booed.
Yeah.
So any big plans for Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, another thing we've been featuring on lately was the Polish nights. We've had a lot of requests from the Polish community to do something for themselves in their own language. We've sourced a fantastic distributor down in London who is assisting us with recent new titles, so it's not like old stuff. We had our first screening last week of a very controversial movie called Claire, and it was very well attended. And it was great because now they might not have been aware of what the cinema was about or what we do or the wine bar. And now they came down, they had a great time, and they're spreading the word. I mean, we shared one of the posts yesterday and it had 40,000 hits. You know, I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So we're hoping this will be a regular thing. We've got two movies coming up, one at the end of November, and another Polish title just at the start of December. So hopefully this will be a start of something permanent.
And of course, it harks back to the beauty of being independent, really, doesn't it? That you're not tied by strings as such. You can essentially
really
adapt what people want.
You can listen to
want.
Feedback and you can act on it, which is
it's invaluable,
so refreshing.
Really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there was mention of a jazz night coming up.
Ah, yeah. So this is very much in its infancy and it all depends on legal strings. So hopefully we can get the license that we're looking for. But we do want, I'd love to have been part of the Jazz Festival, but we're just too late this year. And so we kind of, I spoke to a lady in the street a few weeks back and she was saying how she used to remember like the big bands and stuff playing in the Regal. So I thought I really wanted to make it my passion to try and get live music back in the venue in some shape or form. And I just thought that a jazz night would be great. And I've been spoken to a local chap, Brian Highland, who plays over at the Nook. With some jazz there, and he was more than interested. So the idea is that we're going to do some kind of night with a drink reception, a jazz-related movie like Whiplash or something else beforehand, and then afterwards we'll have like a two-hour kind of jazz supper club with a six- or an eight-piece or four-piece live jazz band in screen one. So it'd be an amazing feeling just to hear the music again. And to bring music back to it again would be very special for them as well, I think. So.
Yeah, Christmas around the corner. We won't go too much into the Christmas side because we will have you back before Christmas.
Yeah.
I am going to ask you a question here live on air that I have been asked several times. So much so to the point where I just went, all right, I will ask him when he comes in. Are you going to bring Die Hard to the Regal?
Die Hard, oh my goodness. Well, that's Killian's, my operations manager's favourite movie. So I guess we'll see what we can do.
Okay. Because I sense a little bit of begrudgery, Scott, because a lot of the men are saying, well, you know, there was ladies' night, but where's the men's night? And if I hear Die Hard mentioned one more time...
I think there's a massive online debate whether that is actually a Christmas movie or not.
I don't know. I've seen it a couple of times.
I think it's a Christmas movie.
I actually think it probably is. Doesn't it take place during Christmas parties. You'd say it as a Christmas, but yes. So can we now put that out there? You will look into it.
I will follow up.
Okay, so there you go. You've heard it. He will look into it. So stop asking me about it.
One of the interesting things, actually, about, you know, we've always wanted to do something for the men, you know, and I've got a couple of movies sitting there that I want to put on straight away, but it's just a case of how do we market it to the male population. And there was a little poll on Facebook that a chap put up there, and I put up there as frankly as I could, if you want to come to the theatre for a men's night, what would you see?
Yeah.
And not a lot of people responded, you know. So it's really about getting them interacted with it, to be a primarily male event, like kind of the ladies' nights is, which isn't, by the way, the ladies' nights are open to men as well. Mm, so yeah, if they wanted to come, but the bottom line is we had no beer.
Yeah.
We don't have the beer license, which is grand. But what we are getting, we've been exploring, and hopefully be up and running by next week. We are doing, because we have a fermented wines license. We can use port, Cinzano, vermouth, etc. So I'm bringing a line of four different cocktails to the bar next week. So we'll be doing the classic old fashioned. We'll be doing a mojito. We'll be doing a V&T. We'll be doing a spritz. So yes, it's not beer, but it's
another
more,
option if you don't drink
manly,
wine. Yeah.
A bit more manly sort of thing. So, and I'm also looking into a non-alcoholic beer, which we can do as well.
Yeah.
So we're getting there, you know, constantly evolving.
Right, we're going to have you back before Christmas. So we're going to delve more into the Christmas side, because if I talk too much about Christmas now, towards the end of October, I'm going to get lynched. So we will talk
more. We do have a couple of things on there. I think there's a couple of things already arranged on there. The CBeebies we're doing on the 15th of December.
I saw that.
Yeah, which is kind of like a nationwide and UK event. It's not a live event as such, like the operas and what you have, but it's all played at the same time.
Okay.
Across every single establishment. So that'd be great to be able to be interactive for the kids to enjoy in as well.
And it's worth noting at this point as well that all your information is up on your website and on your app for any of this information. And indeed, if you want to book tickets, and particularly for the likes of ladies' nights and stuff like that, it is always advisable, isn't it, to book in advance?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially this was a very busy weekend with the Halloween Spectacular and the Bank Holiday weekend. It'll be very busy down in Yall. So, yeah, book your tickets in advance. One last thing, we do have gift cards now live online as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Just in time for Christmas.
Scott, thanks a million as always for coming
in.
As I said, we will have you back in the next couple of weeks. We will get some info and stuff like that up on Facebook as well, so people can tune in and stuff like that.
Great Halloween. Don't be too scared.
No, I'll be hiding under a couch somewhere. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Linda.